Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. Glad you're here. Glad you're tuning in for part three of Campervan Depreciation, Value, and Investment. Are campervans a good investment? Again, the short answer is they're not in terms of investment, strictly speaking. But in terms of travel, leisure, experience, fun, family enjoyment, there are few things that are as good an investment as a camper van. And those sound like intangibles, don't they? Fun, enjoyment, family experience, all that. I argue that they're not intangible, that in fact, they're very tangible and very solid. And the reason that I believe that is because, for example, I was speaking recently with the brilliant builder George Morrow of the Humble Road YouTube channel. And he mentioned that his children often will say things to him like, you know, Dad, every time we smell a campfire, it brings us back to all those trips in the RVs and the vans that you took us on when we were children. And if that's not a tangible, I don't know what is. You know, that's powerful stuff. And okay, fine. Somebody else, you know, you've made your children happy. Still pretty far removed from literal, actual investment, financially speaking. So let's talk about the value of rest and relaxation, of time off, time away from work, of time away from your rat race life, if you happen to be living one. You know, if you have a stressful job, what's the value of getting in a camper van and driving a few hours to someplace that gives you solace and gives you distance from the difficulties of work? That's going to result in direct and more or less immediate advantages in terms of your financial life. You know, your work is going to be easier when you get back. As you know, vacations are great. They help us get through our jobs and improve our lives overall. So not to get too touchy-feely with regard to how wonderful vacations can be in terms of the rest of our lives, but it really is a very tangible thing and very valuable. So in terms of rest and relaxation and self-care, taking care of family and partners and all that stuff, camper vans are a brilliant investment. You know, I know people that will spend thousands of dollars to get on an airplane and go to Europe and stay in expensive hotels and fly business or first class and pay for expensive tour packages and all that stuff for a two-week vacation. For the cost of that, I can more or less outfit an entire camper van that will take me on dozens or hundreds of trips. By comparison to other vacation options, I would say that camper vans are a superior investment for the most part. I also know people who put their vans in containers and ship them overseas to Asia or down to South America or over to Europe. You know, they pay for that. It's $2,000 to $4,000 or so, or it used to be. It might be a lot more now post-pandemic, as shipping has gotten more expensive. Nonetheless, that expense and the effort it takes to put that kind of thing together so that when you land on foreign soil, you have the van that you built can be an awesome investment. Really, really awesome. Now you're in Spain and you're not paying for expensive hotels and you have total freedom of movement. You're not renting cars. You're not relying on tour companies. You know, it's just a wonderful way to go. And, you know, I would even add to this that camper van rentals can be a good investment in these intangible terms that I'm speaking of with regard to quality of life and what a better quality of life can do to improve your ability to earn and save and invest tangibly elsewhere. Camper van rentals are a great way to go. You can rent a camper van in Europe and not pay for hotels. And yeah, it's still expensive, but a hotel, you can't drive around in a hotel, can you? You know, you can't drive to the top of a popular peak or through a wonderful historic ancient town with cobblestone streets and all that stuff with a hotel. You can with a camper van, and there are plenty of vans available for rent pretty much all over the world now. In fact, I'll go ahead and put a link in show notes to some camper van rental information. Take a look. I think you'll find it interesting. Even if you do have a wonderful camper van, but shipping it would be cost prohibitive as compared to renting someplace far away, then that might be a solution for you. Okay, I think I've said all I need to about the concept of a camper van as good investment or not. I'll wrap it up simply to say that if you're going to go purchase or build a camper van thinking that you're going to flip it and make money, unless you're very efficient and you build at a very high level and you have created a sort of business, again, referring to the Humble Road YouTube channel, George Morrow, you know, he built one of his first vans with the intention of selling it and turning a profit. And watch the dozens of videos that he's made to see how much effort that takes. So, but that's investing in a business, not in a van, you know, in terms of, well, I'm going to buy this and or build this and then drive it for a few years and then sell it for more money. That's pretty rare. You can get close to selling it for break even sometimes. Maybe if the market is right and you've built a really great van or purchased a really great van and you got a great deal, you might be able to sell it for more than you bought it for. But I wouldn't approach purchasing a camper van from an investment perspective in terms of tangible financial investments. You can reach out to me at podcast@vansage.com. We'll talk about anything you want with regard to camper vans or camper vans as investment or depreciation or expensive composting toilets or anything else you want to talk about. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Camper Van Podcast. The Vansage newsletter goes out every Sunday evening, and if you're not signed up for that yet, well, you're missing out. Packed full of valuable, fun weekly features, product resources, videos, photography, exclusive content, and other cool van life stuff. It's easy to get signed up, only takes a few seconds, and the link to do so is in show notes right there in your podcatcher app. And while you're at it, I have a quick favor to ask. Please take a few seconds to send that link to friends, family, post it to your social media feeds, etc. It really does make all the difference and will allow me to continue publishing this show. Okay, that's it for now. Take care. Have fun. I'm glad you're here. Enjoy the adventure. But you treat me so unkind. Running down to the station. Get the fast mail train I see.